And this will probably be the first time you and I have spoke, and I'm going to assume probably the last, just because it's typically what I get with most people. Can I give you a case number? You want to look up a case number? It might help you.
Sure.
It's 2:19 CV 01469. And you see there, if you got it pulled up, do you see motion 16?
This is 19-14-69, pending in front of Judge Brnovich.
Yeah, do you see motion 16 there?
Okay. Did you mean to call Judge Brnovich's chambers or Judge Silver's chambers?
I'll call anybody's, and I don't mean this to be, like, arrogant or anything, my friend. Judge Brnovich doesn't call anybody. She doesn't care. She proved herself. Motion 16 says it all. If you close the case and you see motion 16, you know I was wronged. There ain't nothing. That's like somebody scoring a touchdown and everybody going looking at the replay and see that the guy's in bounds, he caught the ball, the knees didn't touch. All the signs. It's right there. It's evident she wronged me. Okay, anybody that has a degree and knows how to do this knows by looking very quickly, she wronged me. Now, I don't know who she's paid off by. I don't know how that works, all right? And it's not a conversation I want to have. But the conversation I do want to have with this court and anybody in this court that is going to hold themselves, right, to the standard of ethics across the board, not to say I'm going to ignore that I have another judge who's wronged somebody, and say, I don't have to look at this. I'm going to choose not to, right? Rather say, wait, is there somebody here saying that we have somebody that's not ethical in the highest level of the land? We might want to check that out. Well, I've just proved it. I didn't get a jury trial, all right? And she left me with all the bills, right? She left me with a right arm that doesn't work. Their expert witness even said it. I have a tear in my C5 and my C6, all right? I don't have my kid at this point because I can't afford to take care of my kid. So that's very unfortunate. And beyond that, my life partner left me too when the court marshals came out for doing, you know, First Amendment protected acts. But they scared her, so she was in fear for her life. To me, this is do or die. If the federal courts can't hold anything accountable, right, and we can't come to this place – and even if we're going to do it as a pro se, you don't get to be offended and hurt that somebody didn't go to her husband's attorney general and say, can I please get a bar card, right? We have a right to practice if we choose to, all on our own. And the smartest of the smartest will do that because they aren't idiots. They're actually the ones that are the smartest of the bunch, right? Because you know, the old saying, you know, having an idiot for an attorney, if you represent yourself, you have an idiot for an attorney. You know, somebody else that needs somebody else to do their talking for them is an absolute idiot, right? That's why I pick up the phone and I'm having this tough conversation because it needs to be had. And there needs to be somebody in that. And I went to all kinds of ethic boards. I'm missing something, how to hold this judge accountable. Nobody's going to tell me what it is. I didn't go to law school. And so I don't have every piece of knowledge, right? I went to the places that I believed that I would have been able to get the trial, and I would have never had to go to this ethics thing or even filing an appeal in the Ninth District Court. I wasn't going to do because I already realized that if this court was going to do what they did to me just like that, they would put me through the ringers for a couple more years in the appeals process and fuck me over again. Excuse my language. It's not directed at you or to be offensive. It's just the facts that I wasn't willing to do because anybody – that is in the first grade that knows how this works can look at this and know that that judge who put her hand on the Bible, right? I think if the civil power has any rights, they have a right to pull her out of that court building and to hold her to the highest treason of the people. I mean, that's how I see it, but I'm not here to be the judge and the jury, right? What I am here to do is I was here to bring my case in front of a jury, and I demanded it, right? And I didn't get it. You don't have to like me. You don't have to like how I dress. You don't have to like how I talk. But you know what you do have to do? You have to do your job that you swore, that you took an oath that you were going to do. And she didn't do that. And I am
not in our chambers.
Yeah.
Judges can't interfere with the other judges.
Yeah, and then they have, and then you have immunity, right? And then we have immunity issues. So that becomes another problem, right? So we just dick people around, fucking squeeze them like we don't give a shit, like they're a worn out piece of fucking old glove. You have all these immunities and all these things that protect you from being able to do really harsh shit to us out in the public. And when we come to you guys and say, hey, you fucked us over, you just basically pawn it off like, well, what are you going to do about it, dickface? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, I only know one thing to do. To get all the evidence, because in the absence of God, right, you got to have evidence. Every dollar that I'm going to save for the rest of my life is going to go to billboards, media, ad space in newspapers, door hangers for the Phoenix market. And everything is going to display Judge Barnovich on it, and it's going to have exactly what she did to me. Because if I can't get the courts, right, that are supposed to listen to us, but see, nobody wants – you guys are afraid to hold your own selves accountable. You're not even afraid – you guys are like afraid of your own selves. You know, she had the audacity to send the court marshals out to my house, right? Because I just say some First Amendment protected right, freedom of speech, right? First Amendment. I can tell her she's a fat pig. I can tell her I don't like her. I can tell her all those things. And they're all true. They're all true. But then you want to send her goons out to my house. Hold on. But then she wants to send the goons out to my house. And then they want to do an investigation. And I just basically say, okay, is this your partner? Yeah, okay, well, I don't do that. So you can go talk to him and bye. Have a nice day. And they were nice enough to understand that I was doing First Amendment protected, right stuff. And they had to leave. So that was very nice of them. Back on their way. But what it proves is that her grossness, she's going to try to stretch it. She's going to try to exercise people coming to my house to try to scare me. No, because I'll come to your house. I'll come into that courthouse and sit in her room and watch every case that comes in front of her, because I'm not scared of her. It's clear she's scared of me because she did me wrong. That's evident.
It doesn't sound like there's anything that another judge on this court can help you with. So your best bet would be to, appeal to the Ninth Circuit.
No, we're not going to do that. Listen, man, my sheath is out. She proved herself. And you could say, oh, are you making threats or anything? No, I'm not making threats or anything. I'm just saying what it is. Look.
Okay. Well, since there's nothing any other judge can do, I don't. It's helpful to continue.
No, I think that we need to have a mediation with all the judges in that room. And that judge needs to come. And she needs to be held accountable. We need to bring her own peers and everybody who doesn't need to tell me that's not how it works. I don't give a shit how it fucking works. I'm not a traditional attorney, and I'm asking for something else from this court. I'm asking for it from the court. For everybody in the court to address me and stop ignoring me. I brought something to that court, and that fucking lady wronged me. So you guys can hate me for that. But I'm going to come down with a bullhorn and I'm going to scream through the front of it every fucking day in front of that window. And you're not going to tell me to go away.
Okay.
Don't you think it makes more sense to try to look at what, because you're not blind. You can see that motion 16 is there. And you know that I didn't get my trial. Now you may say, well, why didn't that happen? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's there. It's a guarantee. It's not an option. And then she wants to use her immunity. See, where she going to do like, oh, please excuse me for being retarded when I'm supposed to be the smartest person in the world, right? Please don't hold me accountable. No, we are. We're going to hold you accountable because we the people lost a war and you people have stole it. And you have inflicted shit on us and treating us like we are the bad people. No, it's you people. It's you. you, Judge Barnovich, everybody in those rooms who aren't willing to address other people. Because you know how it works in the real world? If you went to somebody at a corporate company and you said, hey, we didn't get all of our shipping packages out on time and we lost a bunch of customers. Okay, well, you're going to have to fire people from the sales team, going to have to fire people from the service team, going to have to fire people because we just don't have enough money. But for you people, you guys don't worry about things like that. Well, that's because money's not backed by anything. It's not backed by gold. Nixon took us off in 1971. So you don't even care about the money thing. Just get your portion of what they're going to allot you because it doesn't matter anyways, right? And you just scam the rules. I would too if I were you because I'm saying way too much and everything's recorded and it's going all on my website. Everything.
Okay.
Because I have to prove this shit.
Goodbye.